Welcome to today's French Got Village. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds and CEO of Vermeer Corporation, Mary Andringa, join us on today's program. They're here to talk about yesterday's STEM Advisory Council meeting in Pella.
Well, a big meeting that comes up almost quarterly here, and it's being held here at Vermeer, and that's the STEM Advisory Council, of course, your co-chair. And first of all, tell us what this meeting is all about. It's the end of the year, too, so it's kind of a way for you, I guess, to reflect on the past year of STEM and what's next.
It's fantastic to be able to host the STEM Executive Council and also the entire Advisory Council. So it's sort of two groups. There's a smaller group, an Executive Council, which meets twice a year now, but the larger group meets four times a year, so we're delighted to have the group here in Pella and at Vermeer. This organization has really been around now for, I think we're in our third to fourth year. It was established by the governor of our state, Governor Branstad, to really give more focus to science, technology, engineering, math across the state and to help everyone be more aware of what it means when we talk about STEM, but also where we have to go in the future to make sure we've got our young people and really all of our citizens of Iowa understanding the importance of STEM in education and in our workforce today.
We started out with the executive board meeting this morning and we acted on a couple items, and then we have the full council here this afternoon. We just wrapped out a report out of all the great things that are happening in the state of Iowa, and then now they're tasked with what's the next big thing that the STEM Advisory Council can undertake to continue to drive the momentum and continue to have the outreach with the students that we're seeing.
And if you want to have a little teaser about that, what are some of the big things that you'll be looking forward to and looking ahead to in 2015?
Really what we want to continue to do is build on the success and the momentum that we're seeing. We want to make sure that we have that continuum from pre-K all the way to post-secondary education. We want to continue to have business and industry be a strong proponent of that. We identified five CAP schools this morning, so the board signed off on that. So they will be kind of like the Waukee CAPS initiatives that's happening in Des Moines, and these are five school districts across the state of Iowa that through an RFP process will receive a grant to help implement the business to school relationship within their school district. So we're really excited about that. We have the Hour of Code, Iowa Code, this week. We talked about it at the press conference, and we had a little seventh grader that was there that actually did coding at the press conference through code.org. So again, it's just to expose our children to how fun it is to code, to see that they can do it, and really help drive critical thinking, problem solving, innovation, and just creativity.
And then lastly, talk about the unique environment here in Marion County and in Pella through Vermeer Corporation, through the success of schools, if you can speak to that, and Central College, a big countywide partnership here.
This is a great example of communities and school districts and business and industry collaborating and providing great opportunities through science, technology, engineering, and math. Mark, of course, President Putnam sits on the executive board, and so we appreciate him being a valuable component of the STEM Advisory Council, the executive board. But really, it's a great example of all the things that's going on in the community that really brings business and industry together. Vermeer does a great job of providing internships and externships, the difference being students coming into the facility, walking through, doing hands-on, seeing what that looks like, seeing what the skills are necessary, needed for them to look at this as a career pathway. Tremendous opportunities in advanced manufacturing, great jobs, great salaries. So it's a great quality of life, and we want to make sure our students know that those jobs are available right now and they're available right here in the state of Iowa. And just with higher education too, President Putnam really wants to do everything he can to be a partner, and the independent colleges are a valuable resource, and so he brings that component to the initiative too. And your school district is doing some phenomenal things from the OCED testing that they agreed to be a part of, which was really, you know, that was kind of a risky thing for them to do, and they stepped up and did it and did well. So it really was a great reflection on the schools that participated in that. And now we're going to expand that to 10 more schools across the state. So Iowa continues to be a leader when it comes to STEM education, 21st education opportunities, and business and industry are an extremely, extremely important part of that.
I think Pella is a great example of what we want to see around the whole state. And we are seeing a lot of these same great things in other parts of the state. But whether it's our two school systems, K through 12, our independent college, a lot of coordination with both Indian Hills and DMAC of great ongoing education happening right here in Pella. And yes, the industry that we have in Pella and our hospitals and really all citizens. So we're proud to be part of this initiative, but I'm also going to say that I'm very proud of the whole state and how this STEM initiative is capturing, I think, the hearts and the minds of our citizens.
That concludes today's French Scott Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.